Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. Thank you so much for joining today. So I wanted to do a little bit of introduction. This audio is audio from Braided Live, which is a show that I do in my Facebook group every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And today I interviewed Natalie Lavelock, and she is a business consultant and is doing a big kaboom event starting June 1st. And so today we talk about that event. We also just dive in a little bit on inviting Jesus into your business and what that looks like and the amazing and beautiful blessing that comes from allowing and inviting and receiving God in our business, in our lives, in our homes. And so it was a beautiful and fun conversation. And so I just wanted to give a little introduction and to just invite you to also check out her event coming up. I will put the link in the show notes. You can also find her on social media, Natalie Lavelock. She also has a really fun Facebook group that is called Elevate Your Business and Life. So you can search all of that on Facebook, have fun with this interview. It was so much fun. I absolutely adore her. She is a beautiful woman of God, and I know that you will get a lot of value from this interview. Thank you. Okay, we're live. Hello, hello, everybody. Thank y'all for joining us for our first ever Braided Live. I'm so thankful that Natalie has decided to agreed to join me here with our first one. Natalie is an amazing woman of God, and I'm just so thankful to just have even connected with her. And we are working together. I work for her. If y'all didn't know that, I am her community manager. It's just been so much fun, and I love getting to know her. I love what her business stands for. I love what she stands for. And so I'm excited to have y'all meet her and to get to know her a little bit more. She was a part of the giveaway, sponsorship giveaway that we did not too long ago. And so now y'all get to know her a little bit more. I'm super excited about that. So hello, Natalie.
Hello. I didn't know this was your inaugural episode. Like, now I feel like all this pressure to perform. Or no, I'm just kidding. I am super excited, and thank you so much for having me on your show again.
Sure. I'm thankful that you're here. So let's just hop right in. Tell us a little bit about yourself. If you want to share, are you married? Where do you live? Whatever you want to share with us, feel free to share. We just want to get to know you. So tell us about yourself.
All the good stuff, right? Yes. So I come from the middle of nowhere. I am a walking testimony to the fact that, even small town girls, God will put in a position to be able to live their big dreams. So I'm so grateful for that. I'm married. My husband and I, let's see here, we will be celebrating 19 years in June, in just a couple of weeks. We have three boys. I'm a hashtag boy mom. So it is very busy here, sun up to sundown. My husband is a serial entrepreneur. He has multiple different businesses. We live on a farm. We raise kids, cats, and cows, except for our little furball Millie, 60-pound furball. She kind of broke our C rule. Have to have a in front of your name to live here. No. So anyways, that's a little bit about me. Couple of my favorite things. I'm a chocoholic. Any kind of chocolate is good, but the darker the better. tea versus coffee kind of girl. And I am super excited because this weekend marks the beginning of lake season. So we tend to spend weekends during the summer at the lake, and we're packing up Friday and headed down there.
Oh, how fun. That's fun. And that part of the country, like the Missouri area and Arkansas area, they have like the most beautiful lake areas. So I'm a little jelly of that.
No need to be jelly. You just fly north for a little bit and you can come hang out.
Well, how fun. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Do you mind if I ask how old are your boys? Are they little or not?
Not anymore. So we're in the middle season. Our youngest, they have June, July, August birthdays. So we have one turning 8, one turning 11, and one turning 14.
Wow. Oh,
he's a lot of boy now.
Yeah, it sounds like you have your hands full, but in a good way. Like I can only imagine there's a lot of sports and fun things. My nephew just started basketball, and so that it's fun. It's fun to watch him because he's still learning, and you know, he's gonna have his little games, and I'm so excited. I'm just like, I cannot wait to start watching his games and supporting him. And so to give your nephew a big old hug with lots of sweat after his practice is different.
It is. And I remember, you know, back when we first started having kids, I was just like, I will be perfectly fine if these boys never play sports. I was a cheerleader and a dancer. I wasn't into all the sports stuff. And I was just like, I don't want to have to go sit at these games. I cannot believe how much I've fallen in love with baseball and football and all the other things.
Yeah.
Simply because of the joy of getting to watch them play and seeing them learn and seeing them excel at what they're doing.
I love that. And that, I think that is the cutest thing is because I went to one of Gentry's practices and to watch him learn. That's been the fun, mm-hmm. the fun part is watching him learn. Well, awesome. So I think it's interesting that your husband is a serial entrepreneur because you are also an entrepreneur, and I would love to learn more about your business. So please feel free to share, you know, what kind of business do you have? Do you have any goals? I'm just whatever you would like to share with us. What's going on in business land?
Business land is always booming, right? So I'm a program development specialist and online business mentor, and I work with purpose-driven, faith-based women who want to serve at a higher level, but maybe they don't have the offers, the programs, the services all lined out and ready to take them to that next level. So I help them design their coaching programs, their online courses, and when they're ready, even their advanced training certification programs, so that they have the capacity to make more money, help more people, and build a business and life they love. So it's something that I've been doing for over 6 years now, and it just keeps growing. The Lord keeps giving me new ideas and ways to expand and ways to like not just do what I call like the functional tasks, right? It's not just about creating the business. It's about the process of who we become in the process. The process of who we become in the process. That was a little repetitive.
Time twister.
But I think it goes to the heart. I posted something earlier that I'm just going to reiterate here. And that is that our businesses are actually sacred ground. The Lord sees business as something that is sacred. It's something that's to be dedicated to Him, and that He wants to come in and partner with us to create, because the ultimate goal of business isn't just to get like the house and the car and the vacations and the all that kind of stuff. The purpose of business is to be able to do His work in the world. And so I really believe that our businesses come from a sacred place. And so we need to really be intentional in how we build those so that they don't become all consuming.
I love that. And I love that because especially women, and not to pick on us or anything, but you know, we've got a lot of things that we feel we're supposed to be doing. You know, we're supposed to be keeping our home, raising our children, and all of that stuff. And so if we can come to a place where we see our business as, you know, for Him and because of Him and through Him, and even as an offering to Him, it makes it so much easier, I think, for women to not feel guilty as they're doing business, because I know so many women that like almost feel that guilt if they're pouring so much time into their business. And I think it also at the same time helps have that balance to know our lives can't all be business. You know, we have to trust Him. And you had mentioned something about that recently too, is that because you're about to do an event, and I want to hear all about that, and I want everybody to know how they can be a part of that. But you had said something in one of our team meetings, is that basically you want to just trust God, because He is going to put what we need, He puts it in our eyesight. And so whoever needs what you have to offer, He is going to bring them into that event, and you have that full trust in Him, and I love that so much. So tell us about your event.
Well, I think you kind of opened the door to this, so I want to jump into it a little bit further, because it may help your audience out a little bit, just to kind of to know the background of the story a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So
we are getting ready to launch. It's called The Big Kaboom. And it's a 5-day online training that will be done in our community. And it's designed to give you the keys to abundance so that you can break out of mediocrity in your business and your life. Because I want you to have the keys that you need to be able to build a business and a life you love. So this is the first time we're hosting this event, which means there are a lot of moving pieces. There are a lot of things that need to be done. And so we've been working on it for a couple of months, and things are going really well. And, you know, the Lord's been gracious enough to like give me all these content downloads, so much that I'm to the point of, okay, what part of this do you want me, like, let's filter it, because there is so much. I have 1 hour, right? I have 1 hour each day. So like, let's narrow this down a little bit. Anyways, so we're working on all this. In the past week, I've had broken links. I've had landing pages that will not get things where they're supposed to be, no matter what my tech specialist does. I've had affiliates who wanted to promote, just like kind of not show up. I've had my Facebook ads were not working properly. There was like a glitch in the system and that it wouldn't track properly. So we got that fixed, or we found a workaround for that. The next thing is Facebook shut down my ad account. I haven't violated any standards. I haven't, you know, there is no reason for Facebook to shut down my ad account. But here we are a few days outside of this event, and a lot of the structural integrity of what we were doing, a lot of our marketing that was going into this event to build the community, to get this in front of as many women as possible, gone. Now, a couple years ago, Natalie would have been freaking out because you got to hit the numbers, right? If you want to do this, you've got to do that. And you've got to have this number to make this number and all of the things like that. But here's the thing, in this, when it first happened, the first thought through my mind is, well, I'm just going to go on Facebook and I'm going to do a rant talking about what Facebook did and how silly that was. And God said, no, you're not. No, you're not. This isn't Facebook's fault. I was like, okay. So it's not Facebook's fault. It's a spiritual attack. Satan and his little demons, they're hot after me. They know something big's going to happen here and the doors are going to be blown off and there's going to be amazing breakthroughs and they're coming against me. He's like, nope, wrong again. And so finally I was like, okay, I give, God. What is it? What is going on here? And he said, I want you to know that whoever is in this event, whoever shows up to this event, they were brought there by me. Mm-hmm. This is a divine appointment for them. So I don't want you saying, oh, all these people came from Facebook. Oh, all these people came from my colleagues and my friends and whatever. I want you to know that these people are here because of me. And whether, you know, anybody joins the bigger program or nobody joins the bigger program or whatever that is, this is a time that God's wanting to do something for the people in this group that is completely and totally outside of my control. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, I have complete and total peace about this. It's crazy. This is that like peace that passes understanding, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not stressed out about any of this. It's like, okay, God, you do you. I'm going to show up and I'm going to do what I feel like you're instructing me to do each day. I'm going to teach on what I think you're wanting me to teach on. And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy your presence. I'm going to sit back and watch what you're about to do. Because this is not me. You know, it has nothing to do with me other than showing up, loving on people, nurturing people, and sharing what I have been given to share.
I love that. And that's such a good example, Natalie, because I know, you know, here in the Braided group, I know we have lots of women that also do live launches and challenges and events. Deanna, who popped in and out a little bit ago, I know she's in the middle of an event, and she had also mentioned something to me. Shout out if you're still on, Deanna. It looks like you're still on, but I'm not positive. She had mentioned to me last week, you know, that she is fully just putting her trust in, you know, God speaking through her. And so I think that is one of the amazing, blessings. I was going to say benefits, but that doesn't sound proper to say, but blessings of being a God's gal is we can lean on him in that way. We can depend on him in that way. We can trust that he's already ordered those steps. So the women that are going to be in this event, he's already ordered the steps a long time ago before you even started planning this. He is the one, he already knew who was going to be in there. He knew them by name. He knew everything that was going to be happening. And so I think that's awesome that you're, you know, even at being outspoken about that, because it adds so much stress onto what is already like intimidating to do a live launch, to do a challenge, to do an event of any sort. There's already, you know, like you said, there's lots of moving pieces. And so I'm so glad that you're even just speaking out about it, because I think more women need to hear that it's okay to just trust in God.
It is. And let's talk about this piece of it too, because this is a huge piece. When you're doing a live launch, when you're doing an event, especially if you've been following some of like the most influential people in the industry, you feel like you have to have it perfect. Everything has to look perfect. Everything has to be scripted out perfect. Everything has to look beautiful. Girl, launch that baby. If God's calling you to do something, launch it. Launch it ugly. Launch it ugly. What irresponsible. We're not saying we're not doing this thing and I haven't done any preparation at all. But that's not the point. The point is you're following in obedience to what he's doing, what he's called you to do. It doesn't have to be perfect. And people are going to get what he wants them to get from it, whether it looks beautiful or if it looks just common, everyday, ordinary. So we don't have to have that standard of perfection on ourselves, because that just adds extra pressure. It just makes it harder for us to get out there and do what we feel like we're being called to do, because then not only are there lots of pieces, but when we put the pressure on ourselves to make each piece have to be perfect, it just becomes a train wreck. So, yeah. You know, standards of excellence is something that's a hallmark to my business. And even having standards of excellence, I can't have that same level of pressure to be perfect, because none of us are perfect. And it's okay to be present. It's okay to be visible. It's okay to walk forward in faith and not have to be perfect all of the time.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I also think when we, you know, if we're following those big name people or whatever, we also then feel like numbers is everything. And you know what I mean? And so if I don't have this many people joining or, you know, whatever it is, then we start to feel like, oh, I'm not supposed to be doing this. And so I want to encourage women to not look at those numbers. You know, we hear it all the time, for the one, if it's just the one person that you were supposed to speak to, then that one person will listen. Or if it's supposed to be a million people, those million people will listen. God will bring those people into, you know, where he needs them. I mean, he does that for us all of the time. And I love also the idea of having confidence in what you're doing, to know that you have a good service to provide. And you know what I mean? And so I think that's important too for women when they're doing a launch, when they're doing a challenge, when they have a service. So many women I know are afraid to charge or afraid to charge their worth. God has gifted you, you know, and so I know you're about to go into an event, and I'm excited to see what God's going to do, because I know that he has you on a mission. I know that he's got amazing things that are going to happen. I can just already feel it. I've been anticipating your event, and so I'm so super excited. So tell us, and I don't know, it might be too late. I don't know, but how can somebody be an affiliate, or has that ship sailed for this event?
Oh, absolutely not. So if you want to help be a part of bringing people to this event, if you want to help market it, couple different ways. Number one, if you have a show like this, that's the fastest, easiest way to get that message out there. You can connect with me on Facebook. You can send me a private message. You can have Chrissy connect with me, and we'll get you set up with an affiliate link. Okay. The affiliate link, if you're not familiar with that, means that anybody who you bring to the event, if they purchase a program with me at some point in the next 30 to 45 days, then you're going to get a kickback off of that. Okay. That's just, it's just my way of saying thank you, because I believe in the power of community. I believe in the power of creating strong relationships. And so when we work together to kind of like all rise together, right? I think it's just proper. I just think it's right to say thank you to the person who brought that other person into your business. So if that's something you're interested in, let me know. We can set you up as an affiliate. If you want to promote without being an affiliate, that's fine too. We can get you some resources for that. And if you just want to come to the event, then we're going to share an opportunity for you to be able to do that as well.
Yes. And I guess since we keep talking about this event, I guess we should talk about exactly what the event is.
You don't want to keep dancing around it.
So, yeah, let us know what's going on with it.
So, like Chrissy said, it's the Big Kaboom event. As I said earlier, it's giving you the keys to abundance so you can break out of mediocrity. And so there's three things that we're going to address through this training. You're going to get training that's going to address the thoughts that go through your head. So your head is number one. It's going to address the things that you feel in your heart. So heart is number two. And then it's going to give you practical, tangible skills and things that you can use to grow your business. So hands is number three, because not only does addressing head, heart, and hands give us a more holistic approach, but we are supposed to be the hands and feet of Christ in the world. And so I want to make sure that you're fully equipped to take your business to the next level. So, you know, we're going to be talking, like I said, we're going to be talking about the head, the heart, the hands. And in addition to the regular training, the training is going to go June 1st through June 5th. We do have a VIP upgrade option. Now, I haven't been talking about this on a lot of the interviews that we've done up until this point, simply because we've had time. Now we have less time. The time frame is getting shorter. We have a VIP option. The reason I'm bringing this up now is because when you upgrade to the VIP option, not only do you get an additional training, an hour of training each day in the VIP lounge, you get to ask me questions, you get to find out my thoughts, my ideas, you get to kind of meet some of my team members. You're also going to get a special training. We're going to do one additional training for all of the VIPs on sales. So it's going to be, yes. Who doesn't want more sales? Who couldn't, you know, it's vacation season. Who wouldn't want a little influx to be able to take an extra couple of days vacation? The reason we're doing this, and I'm talking about this right now, is because you also get a VIP gift box. So I'm going to be sending you a gift box. I just sent out the first few of them this morning. And I want to make sure that you have time to get them before the event starts, because there's going to be things in there that are going to help make the event more fun. There's some practical things in there, fun things in there. And I just want to make sure that you have that box that you know that we're paying attention, that we do see you, that we want to love on you, and we want you to be successful throughout the event. So, you know, I encourage you to come, and if at all possible, it's only $97. The value that you're getting from the VIP lounge, from the bonus sales training, from the box, it's almost $1,000 value that you're getting. Wow. For $97. So, yeah. Like I said, come be a part of the community. And if you would like to, if you want to, we would love to have you as a VIP as well.
That's awesome. I love that. So I'll be honest, like I've seen, you know, people have like the VIPs or whatever, and I've never seen anybody add in a box or, you know, like how fun is that? I love to receive things. So. So man, that's worth it. I think that would be worth it. So ladies, so tell us, Natalie, who is this for? Who is this event for? What kind of business woman would this be for?
Yeah. So this is for purpose-driven coaches, speakers, health practitioners who want a better way of doing business, who want, they're tired of the hustle and grind. They want to partner with God. We can't do anything for God. God doesn't need us to do anything, but he gives us the opportunity, if we're willing, to partner with him to do something even greater. And so this is for women who want to learn a better way of doing business, so that they ultimately can have a life they love instead of a power struggle between business and life. Because it's very easy to fall into that with the hustle and the grind and the way that the world does business. And so, one of the superpowers you have when you partner with God that I think many times we take for granted is that just what you were saying earlier, Christy, about the like the way the world does business. 90-95% of the world does business the same. If we're doing the business the same way as the world, we don't have anything special. When we partner with God in our business, I want you to think about this. When you partner with God in your business, you're now connecting with the creator of the universe, who sees everything, who knows everything, and who has abundance in everything. That is special, and that is different.
I love that. What a beautiful opportunity that we have as Christians to invite him into that. I mean, who wouldn't want that in your business or in your life? And so I'm so thankful that you say it that way. I got the chills when you said it because it's so true. You know, there's so much coming against us as business owners, as women business owners. But if we just remember who is on the throne, who is, has that power, like we were talking about with the Facebook ads. I mean, who's more powerful than Facebook ads? God is.
Facebook is a worldly system.
Yeah.
What's the greater testimony? Me running hundreds or thousands of dollars in ads to Facebook to fill this event, or saying my Facebook ad was shut down and the Lord filled this group?
Amen.
That's a testimony right there.
Yeah, it really is. Okay. So is there anything else, that you would want to share? I have, while we're on the topic of, family and life and all of that stuff, and God, bringing God into it, do you have any tips for, the women in here, who are trying to balance, life and work and, business or, whatever it is, whether they own a business or not, maybe they're just a full-time, worker, and maybe they have no plans to be a business owner, which, by the way, is quite all right. I know I've seriously have had friends say, what is wrong with me? Like, all these women want to start businesses and I have no desire to. And I'm like, that's okay, girl. is okay. So what tips would you have for them?
So first of all, can I please dispel this whole, like, I can say this because this is a group of women. Remember the commercials that were on a few years ago? And it was like, the breastfeeding mommies versus the formula feeding mommies. And then like the daddies got in on it and it was like, breast is best. Well, this is best and blah, blah, blah. And they were like mocking this whole rivalry thing that was going on. I think we're seeing a little bit of that right now in this movement of I'm an entrepreneur. I ditched the 9-to-5. Well, just because you're a business owner doesn't make you any better than anybody else. And quite frankly, I am grateful for the people that are like, I don't want anything to do with the business. I want to just go, I don't want to say just like clock in and clock out, because it sounds like there's something wrong with that, but there's not. There is such value in that. And it takes all of us, all different personality types, all different levels of motivation to make this world go round. So if you do not feel called to be a business owner, don't feel pressured to be a business owner. Okay?
No.
As long as you're doing it for the Lord, as long as you're serving diligently, faithfully, and sharing, living out who Christ is through your actions in your business, even if you can't speak it out loud, showing Christ-likeness in the business or in the place of employment, there is nothing wrong with that. And it is a beautiful thing. So you do you. And if you do feel called to business, then do that. Do that diligently, faithfully, and in Christ-likeness as well. So I want to dispel that one thing real quick. And I did that. And then I think I forgot your question.
No, I think honestly, I think you answered it. It was just give us a tip on, on women who are trying to balance all of these things. And I think that's you feel free to answer it a different way if you want. But I think that's a great answer, is to just do you, to do what God has called you to do, to be obedient, to not feel like there's this checklist that we all have to check off. I've even had a friend tell me once, kind of in the same conversation about, is there something wrong with me? I see all of these women starting businesses and, doing all these things, and I just have no desire to. And I'm like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And she's like, well, but the Proverbs 31 woman pretty much was a businesswoman. And I was like, I mean, yes, but I think kind of what you're saying is it takes all different women. There's the Proverbs 31 woman is it fits us for how God has called us. I mean, I could easily say, well, I could never be a Proverbs 31 woman because I don't have children, but that's not true. I still fit into that mold a certain way, it's just, so I think it's as long as we're being obedient to him and we're doing what he's called us to do, we're still his gals.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to tread very lightly on this because I don't have my Bible open in front of me to really go through this, but this is kind of what I'm feeling at the moment.
Yeah.
Is that it talks about the Proverbs 31 woman was respected in the marketplace. Her husband was respected in the marketplace. She had a trade. Right? The selling the purple linens, the fine linens and things like that. You may not be a pencil saleswoman. Your contribution may be that job that you go to. That may be where you're respected in the marketplace. That may be the mama who stays home with her children, raising those children, and has a garden out back that she shares with her neighbors.
Yes.
There are so many. Yeah, now I got goosebumps.
I love that. I love that.
I think it's really, as with everything else in the Bible, I think we have to read the words on the page. And then we have to look for the context. And then we have to look at how that context applies to us today. And so I think you know, in relationship to our work, work does not mean a job or business or whatever. It's the nature of what we do and how we're contributing to our families, to society, to the world. I think it's a little broader scope than that.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. So I'm not going to call you out, girl, but you know who you are. I hope you're listening to this. Because we've had a discussion on it, and it's so true. You know, it really just does come down to how has God called us to contribute to this world, mm-hmm. and are we being obedient to that? Because sometimes we are not being obedient. So if you're listening to this, and there God has been pulling you and pushing you and nagging you and tapping you on the shoulder and wanting you to do something for him, through him, and because of him, and you're ignoring that, I want to give you some encouragement to be obedient to him. That's the best thing that you can do for this world, for your family, and of course for God. So thank Absolutely. You, Natalie. I love that. Okay, so I guess we're getting towards the end here. Thank you so much for being a part of this show. So I have a couple of what I'm calling hot seat questions. And so we're just going to end it with those. And then, of course, if there's anything else that you want to add on, then, you know, we're definitely open to hearing more of you because you've just been so inspiring today. So our motto here at Braided is balancing tradition in an untraditional world. What does tradition mean to you?
Well, I wish I had something eloquent to say, but I kind of have to laugh because this is almost a joke at our house. We have certain things that we do every year, and my mom is an incredible woman. She is like, if you can imagine the picture perfect mother, okay, that's her. And so we have these traditions that we always do, and we joke with her because a couple of years ago, probably more like 5 or 7 years ago, I told you we go to the lake a lot during the summer. Well, a few years ago, we decided to have a fish fry down there for one of the long weekends. And so we did that. And like the very next year, she's like, well, it's a tradition. We have to have a fish fry now on this weekend. It's just a And so we tease her because she likes to make traditions out of a lot of things. But the thing is, it's tradition is partially what makes things special. It's about, you know, it's a point of commonality that we can all come around and be on the same page, because there's a lot of things in this world that will divide us, that try and cause us to butt heads. And so I think for us, tradition, it's less about ritual, but it's more about the relationship that's created through that and the opportunity to come together, to reunite on the same page and just spend some special time together.
I love that. I love that. Oh, I love that. And I love that you it's when, as you were telling me about your mom, I was thinking it's so adorable because, you know, that's her way of saying she had an amazing time with her family and she wants to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're exactly right.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for that answer. And I agree with you. It's a beautiful time to just come together. That's what traditions, you know, they do. They bring beauty and they bring that commonality. So thank you for that answer. I love it.
And that's how, you know, that's where you create memories too, right?
Yes.
When all else fails, you have those memories of this was a special time when, this was a thing we did when, you know, and sometimes it's those memories that pull us up and pull us through some of the hardest moments in life.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so we will end it with what is your favorite scripture or by person from the Bible?
So I'm gonna go with scripture. And I'm gonna share a little geek moment that I've had recently. Okay, so let me answer the scripture question first before I sidetrack. The one I'm gonna share is Ephesians 2:10, because it's the one that my business was founded upon. And that is that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do those things that he already established for us to do in the world. And so when I think about the businesses that I help my clients create, when I think about the lives that I help them create, it's not about what they get or where they're going or whatever. It's about reflecting God's handiwork in their life. It's about reflecting the masterpiece that he is creating moment by moment. So that's the hallmark of my business. It's kind of one of my cornerstones, if you would say. But the funny thing is, honestly, my favorite scripture, it changes so much. Just in the past few weeks, how many times have you read through Psalms and Proverbs and things like that? Many, many times, right? Well, for whatever reason, this time when I started reading, I got hung up on the darn Hebrew letters. And I was like, what's with these letters? And why did we go from naming things to just having these symbols, right? And so I started investigating what the Hebrew letters meant. And I'm like, just blew my mind the amount of tradition and symbology and meaning that's bound up in these little squiggly lines of the Hebrew letters.
Oh, that's awesome, Natalie. I might have to have you come back and talk, like dive into that. Cause that stuff like that is like, it's so hard for me to just sit and study the Bible like real quick. Like, you know, I know people that can just, I'm going to do my 15 minutes and I'm like, I can't, cause I end up wanting to like dig deeper and like go into the history and what does this word mean? And how does, I love that. That is so awesome. So how long have you kind of started studying that a little bit?
Like I said, it was just over the course of a couple weeks. And then honestly, then I got to the point, because when you start digging into that, there are parts that I understand, but then it gets into a lot of the Jewish faith and the Jewish tradition and teachings and things like that. And I didn't understand a lot of that. So, and I didn't really feel like God was instructing me to continue digging even deeper. I think it was like, I revealed what I wanted to reveal, take it, savor it, digest it, enjoy it, and let's move on, you know, to the next thing.
Yes.
So I tend to recover and stay and absorb until he's like, okay, move on. I want to show you.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. I'll have to kind of look into that now. Cause the symbology just amazes me. My husband listens to, if you enjoy symbology, he listens to a man named Jonathan Peugeot. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, no.
Oh, he does amazing symbology, like on everything pretty much. Like I think he started out with movies, the different symbolism, and he's Christian. And so he does, like, he'll even get like a painting or something in the symbology that, that just goes with Christianity. It's amazing. Like he recently did a video on Revelation. So I haven't finished listening to it, but that ought to be interesting. So
yeah.
But well, thank you so much, Natalie. This has been fun. I appreciate you hopping on here with us and telling us more about yourself and your business. Is there anything else that you would want to share before we part ways?
So much. Like, where is the stopping point? One of the things that I really, like, I feel compelled to say this every time I have the opportunity to, because I believe it with every fiber of my being. And it almost goes back to that cornerstone piece of being God's handiwork. But I just want to impart to you today that your life matters. It's not a cliche. It's not a hot topic. Like, I want you to feel that at your very core, at the very center of who you are, that your life matters. Beyond that, like, your business, your job, the way you're connecting with the world, you are someone's lifeline. Okay, so it's not about the things we do. It's not about the tasks we do. It's about approaching it from the standpoint of being a lifeline for someone else. And so whatever that is that you're being called to, whatever that is, like, down here in the pit of your stomach, the center of your heart, that you're like, oh, I think I'm supposed to do this, but I'm scared, and how's it all going to play out? And, you know, I can tell you a story for another day about that. Let me just encourage you to step up, to step out in faith, and see the miracle that God can do. Because he wants to work through you. And if you have an open heart, and if you're willing, you're not going to fall. If it feels like you're falling, you're going to fall into the arms of the creator of the universe. So there is nothing to be afraid of, because there is no safer place. So I just want to encourage you one more time. If you feel that calling, step up and step out in faith.
Oh, yes. the little hairs on my arms are up. That's so beautiful. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you so much. Absolutely. I know I needed to hear that. And so I know that there are other women that listen that need to hear that. So thank you. Thank you for that encouragement and affirmation. Well, I guess this is where we part ways. I could talk to you all day, girl.
I know.
Thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll have you back on. Ladies, I'm going to drop all of her links, how to get, you know, in contact with her on social media, or even if you want to register for this amazing event. And if you want to become an affiliate, please reach out to her and let her know. And we look forward to seeing Natalie and having her on again at some point. I'm sure we will.
Sounds
bye,
great.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith. And find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.